in any sense they are fleshly, we have a responsibility. Responsibility number one, let's call it pick them up. Pick them up. That is our obligation. Look at verse 1. Brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Would you please notice, brethren refers to Christians. He's talking about those in the church. And he says, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you might want to identify that little word, any. If I ask you, what sins in the church are we to confront? What's the answer? All of them. All of them. Anytime a believer is not walking in the Spirit, he is caught in a trespass. Caught means trapped, bound by, in bondage to. The trespass has the idea of a fall or a stumbling into sin. It does not have to be an inadvertent sin. It does not have to be a non-premeditated sin. Anytime anyone falls into a sin and is caught in it, that is reason for us to act. The isolation of our American culture sometimes makes it difficult to do this, admittedly, because we don't get close enough to people to see the way they live like they do in some cultures where they all live together and everything is made manifest. There's much that can be hidden today, but when you know that a man is caught, or a woman for that matter, man is generic here, if a man or a woman is caught in any trespass, then you have to go into action. This is a mandate for the church. Now let me go back and just remind you of what I'm saying. Yes, we must each individually walk by the Spirit. Yes, it is in walking by the Spirit that we are perfected, and we must use spiritual weapons to fight spiritual battles and spiritual solutions to spiritual problems, not earthly ones. But the fact of the matter is, even though we were begun in the Spirit and we may be being perfected by the Spirit, we fall to the fleshly level, don't we? And when we do that, we are not always able on our own to lift ourselves back up, and we need another person to stimulate us again to love and good works. That is why the church must function as more than a Sunday morning meeting where it stares at the back of people's heads. It must be more than that. There must be an actual confrontation of lives. So if a person